afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Tuesday, February the 12th. Yeah, it feels like I was just doing this a few minutes ago. Welcome to the flip side, and it's brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free. Have to go through this. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com. Well, since I was last with you, some breaking news has developed. The second bond insurer of the three, four major bond insurers that Warren Buffett, we had the Buffett bounce today. Daddy came out and promised the children he was going to save them, and so Wall Street responded with great glee, with the Dow soaring 200 points. Well, it seems as though now the second bond insurer has rejected Buffett's offer of a bailout, which just simply means the reason why they rejected the offer is because if he takes away their muni bond business, they are left with some money, but a whole bunch of collateralized debt obligations, structured investment vehicles that they got to make good on, which means they don't have the cash. Anyway, when the day was over, Dow Jones Industrials were up 133 points to close at 12,373. NASDAQ was off, well, it was basically flat on the day at 2,320. S&P 500 up by 9.75 points at 1,348. Also, late breaking news this afternoon that could change things tomorrow in Caracas, Venezuela. Venezuela's state oil company said it has stopped selling crude oil to ExxonMobil Corporation and has suspended commercial relations with the United States-based oil company. State-run radio said that it had paralyzed sales of crude to ExxonMobil. It said the decision was made as an act of reciprocity for the company's judicial economic harassment. President Hugo Chavez has shaken oil markets this week with broader threats to cut off supplies to the United States. These threats came in response to a drive by ExxonMobil to seize Venezuela assets through the U.S. and European courts in a dispute over the nationalization of its oil ventures in Venezuela. Well, let me tell you something. Although the pundits out there are telling you, well, growth is a little slow, but there's no inflation. Don't worry about it. Well, as spring springs, be prepared to pay about $3.75, maybe $4 a gallon for gasoline. Yes, the big gasoline increase just around the corner. Pull up while you can, or it's still around $3. We'll take a break. Be right back from Apples.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
See your mama and the candles and the tears and roses. See your daddy walk his daughter down the aisle. I feel my knees start to tremble as I tell the preacher, don't she look beautiful tonight? All the wonderful words in my head I've been thinking, you know I wanna say them all just right. Lift your veil, angels start singing, such a heavenly sign, yeah.
On the Metals Upside for a Tuesday. In the Metals Complex, gold was hanging around 9:20 this morning until the Buffett interview on CNBC came out, and all the children were extremely happy because Daddy had come along and said he's going to save them from the evil nightmare. Well, needless to say, that gave traders an excuse to take profits in gold. Gold closed down $16.50 to end the day at $906.70. Silver, likewise, it was hovering around the 1750 mark. It closed down 32 cents at 1720. The lights haven't come on in South Africa, so you can tell platinum should have broken another all-time high, but it was off $22 at $1,916, palladium off $6 at $438. In Asia, they're not buying the Buffett bounce. Gold's up $1.40 at $908.10, silver up a penny at $17.19, platinum and palladium are flat. Crude oil in the aftermarket is obviously a little higher thanks to the statement by Venezuela. Crude oil now up 17 cents at 92.95. And the amazing thing is the dollar was substantially weaker for most of the day today because the ECB is going to hold rates steady. And so the US dollar closed at 76.38. I know this gets a little confusing for some. Owners of gold and silver constantly climb a wall of worry. And today was no exception to that rule. Obviously, people are still thinking that the IMF is attempting to suppress gold prices by its announcement over the weekend that it would be selling about $92 billion worth of gold come April. But that gold will never find its way onto the physical market. You and I will never see any of that IMF gold. The only people that will see that IMF gold are probably the Saudis, the Japanese, the Chinese, or the Russians. Those are the people that understand where the dollar is going. Unfortunately, we still have a certain amount of patriotism where we want to defend the dollar, but the facts are the facts. And the only person, and we've said this ad nauseum, who seems to understand the true financial implications we face is Paul. But because Ron Paul's misinformation, a large swath of people out there don't want to hear it. And the reason they don't want to hear it is because it requires people to take personal responsibility for their actions. And as we know, people don't want to take personal responsibility for their actions. They want to be taken care of by the nanny state. They want to be taken care of by Warren Buffett, daddy with deep pockets, coming to bail us out from our irresponsible positions. It was like Paulson today announcing the government's plan to extend for 30 days people who are 90 days foregone in their mortgage payments. What is this going to do? It's going to do absolutely nothing. And besides, if you listen to the speech of Mr. Paulson, the only people that they are going to save, in other words, if you are 90 days behind on your mortgage payment and you qualify for this extra 30 days, you have to qualify at today's current credit standards for a home mortgage, which means you have to have documented income. You actually have to have a job. You have to have put down a decent-sized deposit on your home. Anybody else, as Paulson said, that were speculators or committed fraud. So that means anybody who took out a mortgage where they didn't have to document their income do not qualify for this extra 30 days. And as we mentioned yesterday, we haven't even begun to see the full impact of foreclosures around the country. We got 1.5 million mortgages that are going to reset in the next couple of months. Many analysts, as a matter of fact, there's two prominent analysts that say, watch out, because the real estate market is going to continue to drop. And who would want to lock in a rate knowing full well that the market's going to decline 20%? This from, where does this come from? It comes from the Chronicle. It says the U.S. housing market has a long way to fall, and with it, the nation's economy. China's economy won't cushion the blow as it did in 2001 slump. That's the view of two economists scheduled to make presentations this week at the Cambridge Energy Research Associates Annual Energy Forum taking place in Houston. Robert Shiller, a Yale economist who is widely credited with the earliest warnings of the subprime mortgage crisis, said signs are pointing towards steeper declines in U.S. home prices. Average home prices fell 8% last year, according to Standard & Poor's. This may be a major turning point where we see years of falling home prices and economic decline, Shiller, an originator of the Case-Shiller Index, said in an interview with the Chronicle. The U.S. and European economic slowdown that may follow doesn't appear to be a threat to the surging Chinese economy, however, said Linda Yu, an economics professor at the University of Oxford in England. China's economy will continue to grow even as exports fall. Its growth will be boosted by the size of its domestic economy, ongoing foreign investments, buying gold from the IMF, and boost is expected from the 2008 Summer Olympics. So what you have here is the possibility that, and I mean, what Paulson did today, what he suggested that the government is going to do, is put a bigger band-aid on the axe wound. It's not going to stop the bleeding in any way, shape, or form. And more people will sit down, they will do the math, that why, even if they qualify to refinance because they didn't lie on their mortgage, why are you going to lock in a losing proposition? If you know full well, as most of the experts are telling you, that housing prices are going to continue to decline for the foreseeable future. In a lot of the areas, especially here in the Valley of the Sun, we have seen home prices decline by some 15%. California, it's even more exaggerated, and Florida and Nevada, you're talking about 20% declines since this mortgage nightmare began. And it's not going to be solved by any government bailout. It's not going to be solved by Warren Buffett coming to the rescue. Warren Buffett ain't going to rescue anything. He's doing this because he can see an opportunity to make a lot of money. He is not getting involved in, obviously, the collateralized debt obligations and the structured investment vehicles that nobody can figure out what they are worth, so they can't be sold to anybody. Is it any wonder now you've got a conglomeration of banks that are scratching their heads trying to figure out a way that they can bail out these bond insurers? Because if the bond insurers lose their AAA credit rating, well, that means that the banks have got to come up with more money, which they don't have. Even with interest rates where they are today, banks are not any stingy about offering credit. They are tightening up credit. And so this level of exuberance that was shown today is a myth. Now, as we said, there's only one person out there that's been trying to educate people about the financial calamity that we're about to face, but nobody wants to listen to him. He recently gave an interview to Mike Maloney, and Paul warns what lies ahead for this country if we continue on the present path, and the present path is denial. He points out that even though we could wake up and change course now, there are far too many of us who are too content to worry about what is coming. And let me quote it directly. I think we're going to have to collapse before they come around to thinking about monetary policy and why we have to revamp it. Recently, we've seen the dollar go down sharply. I think it's going to continue, and hopefully it'll wake the people up and find out that you have to have honest money and follow the Constitution, because it says only gold and silver should be legal tender. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We as a society never learn from our past experiences. It's the reason why sometimes ad nauseum we keep going back and talking about the lessons that history teaches us, and why for some strange, unexplainable reason we never learn from these errors. A wise person once said, a fool learns from his experience. An intelligent person learns from the experience of others. To which we could add, and an idiot does not even learn from his own experiences. Now, what we are going through today, as with many instances, whether we're talking about occupation and why occupations never work, because as you look through the lens of history, you'll find wherever a people have occupied a foreign land, it has never turned out good. And there are a whole litany of examples one could use. We never learn from past experiences. We never learn what happened to the Roman Empire. We don't learn what happened to the British Empire. Well, we're going to learn about the American Empire, and it's going to be a painful lesson. And as Ron Paul points out, what we have here is we have a population of people who are far too content. We have had decades of contentment. We have these comfort zones, and we do not want to break out of these comfort zones. And that has a price that ultimately has to be paid when you have this disconnect that's going on. And it is a form of complacency. And if you look in a dictionary, complacency says satisfaction or contentment, smug self-satisfaction. And that's where we are. And what society has done has to choose to believe itself to be immune from bad things. It is odd in itself that when you talk to individuals, they seem to be acutely aware of many of the challenges facing us, But when you put all the individuals together and create a society, we act as though the party will indeed last forever. This was the case in the 1920s, hence the term the Roaring Twenties. It was the best of all times. Well, here's a little deja vu for you, and this is thanks to Wikipedia. In the 1920s, the American consumers and businesses relied on cheap credit, the former to purchase consumer goods such as automobiles and furniture, and later for capital investment to increase production. This fueled strong short-term growth but created consumer and commercial debt. People and businesses who were deeply in debt when price deflation occurred or demand for their product decreased often risked default. Many drastically cut current spending to keep up time payments, thus lowering demand for new products. Businesses began to fail as construction work and factory orders plunged. Does this sound familiar to anybody out there? Do you see any price deflation going on? The Wilshire 5000 has lost $2.5 trillion in value in the last 2 months. What about the loss of home equity? Another trillion or two. And who knows? But I think maybe you get the point. We are seeing almost to the flourish of the pen the same play we saw unfold in 1929. Were those folks any more prepared for the Great Depression than we are today? I'd argue that while they were perhaps a bit better equipped to provide for their own sustenance, that American society in the 1920s was as complacent as we are today. When the realization of history's coup de grace hits, we will be caught as unaware as those folks were in 1929. And the same people are saying the same things, just a different generation. We've all heard Alan Greenspan's call for irrational exuberance. Well, there were calls like that in the 1920s. Marion Forbes, president of Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, on January the 12th, 1928, when the Dow had just fallen 200 points, said, "There will be no interruption of our permanent prosperity." Well, we'll have more examples when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Side for a Tuesday, where we give you the Bob Chapman special, and also remind you, if you want to receive a free copy of the International Forecaster, yes, it's free, you don't have to buy anything. See if you like what Bob says in it. You can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898, and we can get you a free copy either through email or snail mail, your choice. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Hey, Don.
Can you hear me, Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Can't complain. It's Tuesday.
Well, I wanted to relate something to you that it's as close to being a fly on the wall as I had ever expected to have been this afternoon when I wandered up to the local county mountie's office to put some paper out like I do about once a week. I guess I harangued them too much with my politics, but while I was up there putting some stuff on the bulletin board, I happened to overhear the lead cop himself on the telephone discussing something with someone, and he was informing them that he was going to have to break away and go down to the city council for a meeting because they wanted to explore, quote, and I wrote this down because it almost floored me, new law enforcement models, end quote, and municipal infrastructure financing techniques. And he was explaining how he had to get the district attorney to go down to this meeting, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But I thought I'd relay that to you. I was going to call in early and share it with Bob and John, but they were picking on my best top sergeant out there, and I didn't like that, so I thought I'd share it with you.
Well, appreciate it, Don.
This is coming from a county. It's one of the large. It's the ninth largest county in the United States with the least population in it up here in eastern Oregon. So, at any rate, it falls right in line with what your topic is there.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Don.
Yep. Bye.
I mean, you can see this. You can see the level of angst that is taking place all around the country. We treat it, well, the mainstream media seems to treat it as just an aberration, but you have citizens now beside themselves with dealing with politicians that they take it on themselves to go and blow them away, as we saw wherever it was, where a guy who obviously has had run-ins with the city council for a number of years decided he had had enough, loaded up a firearm, and went into the city council chambers and blew the mayor away. There's numerous incidents that happen around the country that just are sort of bylines in news stories. But it's becoming more and more apparent on a consistent basis. And it's all because of these same people. These politicians, these leading figures in either economics that constantly lie to us about the true state of finances. Irving Fisher, a leading U.S. economist, in the New York Times on September the 5th, 1929, when the Dow was sitting at 375, said, there may be recessions in stock prices, but not anything in the nature of a crash. Now, he said this a month before the collapse of 1929. When you look at what happened in 1933, how desperate government becomes, President Roosevelt, when the Dow obviously had plunged and was sitting at 65, and I don't want to get anybody wiggy out there, President Roosevelt said this, all safety deposit boxes in banks or financial institutions have been sealed and may only be opened in the presence of an agent of the IRS. I mean, last week we received news, according to the Institute of Supply Management, the service portion of our economy underwent a significant contraction during the month of January. Even still, a trip past the local mall illustrates a busy scene. People are streaming in and out, carrying boxes and bags of imported trinkets to their imported cars. They will then use imported gasoline to drive to their home, the mortgage of which is likely owned by a foreign investor. Yet, the average American citizen sees nothing wrong with this picture. Or could it be that they don't even see the picture at all? The media has certainly been playing the role of absentee informant in recent years, choosing to focus on insipid events such as Britney Spears' latest rehab stint rather than the important business at hand. Is it any wonder that nobody is paying attention to Ron Paul? Because he's bursting the bubble of this party. He's saying that, no, there's no perpetual prosperity. No, there's no prosperity without responsibility. And and I submit to you that even though there's no mathematical chance that Ron Paul could get the nomination of the Republican Party, he isn't dropping out. And the reason he's not dropping out is because he's got a message he wants to put across, not dissimilar from the message that David Walker has been trying to put across to many people who would listen to a geeky accountant who is telling anybody that listens that America is facing the financial abyss. as we spend trillions of dollars on foreign wars and all the while chase a boogeyman of an enemy that may or may not exist, while the Soviet Union has their aircraft buzzing the USS Nimitz, where there is a resurgence of nationalism in Russia, where Putin has approval ratings that would make George Bush's head hurt. And not only that, is unlike the Soviet Union of a decade ago, they now have assets, thanks to obviously oil and gold and diamonds. And the country is a lot different to what a lot of people think it was. Russia will become the world superpower, if not China. But it doesn't seem to concern anybody out there, because they want the gravy train to continue. They want the easy life to continue, but it's not. When you look at commodity prices across the board, I don't care what they are, look at the price of wheat. Wheat now is at an all-time high. A loaf of bread in the not-too-distant future is going to be running well over $5. Rising price of wheat affects everything, from your cornflakes to your bread to your pastries. And then we're going to have to deal with $4 a gallon gasoline come the spring, which, by the way, those of you that are listening to this program, that winter is still a real reality. Spring has sprung in Arizona. We get spring early. Well, we have a little spring. We kind of just go, we go from fall into full-blown summer. But this time of the year, we have spring. It confuses the birds immensely. They can't figure it out. But the flowers are blooming. But when your spring comes, you are going to be looking at $4 a gallon gasoline. It's just how it's going to be. And when you look at where we are today, and I want you to feel positive about what Ron Paul has done. I just wish there were more voices like Ron Paul's out there. And I think you will find those voices. Because we can't win this battle with a Jefferson. We need a Madison. We need a Hancock. We need a Washington. We need a whole bunch of voices similar to Ron Paul's. Because people will pay attention to what Ron Paul is saying. They may not want to pay attention to it now. But when things start peeling off this veneer society, a lot of these people will remember hearing what Ron Paul said and predicting what we are going to be seeing in the not-too-distant future. I know Bob Chapman seems to think that we will see, obviously, serious repercussions coming into 09. I personally think it's going to happen a lot sooner. I can't see how they can keep so many balls up in the air. And when we deal with the political situation that we find ourselves in, it's quite amazing. What a lot of conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, don't understand is that the Republican Party, as we have said, and I was trying to explain on Friday with Alan Stang until we got derailed because somebody had a personal problem with Alan Stang. And by the way, he's not a Zionist, please. Just read what he writes about Zionism and you'll understand that he's not a Zionist. But outside of that, what we were trying to do on Friday evening was explain to you how the Republican Party had completely disintegrated. And it's apropos that we talk about this on the 199th anniversary of Lincoln's birth. because after all, it is the party of Lincoln. But the problem with conservatives today is because they have failed miserably on their agenda. The agenda of the Republicans was smaller government, less taxes, less government bureaucracy. That's what brought them to power in 1994 with the contract with America. The 10 things that Newt Gingrich said that they, if you give us power after 40 years wandering in the wilderness, this is what we're going to do. We're going to abolish the Department of Education. We're going to abolish the Department of Energy. We're going to end welfare as we know it. Well, they never achieved a single one of the 10 things. And when questioned why they never did anything, they said, well, we didn't say we were actually going to do it. We were just going to bring it up for a vote. And so in 2002, you got a Republican in the White House. You got a Republican control of the Senate. You got a Republican control of the House. It should have been nirvana. They had everything that they needed in order to achieve their ultimate objective. And they failed on every single count. As a matter of fact, if you look back at the Clinton administration, they were more fiscally responsible. Now, granted, they had a Republican Senate that blocked a lot of their grand ambitions for expanding the nanny state. But ultimately, they have lost all credibility. And tonight you will witness that by looking at how many people come out and vote for Democrats as opposed to how many come out and vote for their Republican nominees. On Super Tuesday, 14.6 million voters took part in the Democratic races as compared to 8.3 million Republicans. These 8.3 simply represent, obviously, that minority of Rush Limbaugh listeners. The left is energized. Can't make head or tails of what's going on tonight. I find it rather amusing that the Democrats always tell us that we live in a colorblind society and they support affirmative action. But every time you listen to either CNN or MSNBC or Fox, you've always got, well, there's a lot more black people voting for Barack Obama than there are white people voting for Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, the race issue is front and center. We don't live in a colorblind society. We live in a racial society where we constantly make references to who blacks are voting for and who whites are voting for. And we're going to have to deal with the reality that the next president of the United States is going to be either President Clinton or President Obama. Choose your poison. And you're going to have to obviously make decisions now based on that conclusion. There's no way John McCain is going to become president of the United States. It's not going to happen. He's got far too many skeletons in his closet. He can't even win a majority of Republican votes here in his home state of Arizona, the gold water country. And he's got all these problems that are going to come out about his military service. It's going to be embarrassing. Even Fidel Castro is taking shots at statements that McCain made about Cubans torturing American POWs. Castro today said never happened. But then that's Castro. But if you got Castro questioning military service of John McCain, there's a lot of other people that are questioning the service of John McCain. And some of them are coming back from the dead, like Colonel David Hackworth. A lot of people have forgotten about Hack. But his words are still there. and these answers about McCain's service still have never been answered. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have, there ain't nothing about you.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Tuesday, as we do each and every Tuesday. We have a Bob Chapman special. Today's special is, well, it's one of my favorite ones. 10 British sovereigns and 100 silver eagles, shipped and delivered for $4,430. Plus, you also get a year's free subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you've heard a lot about the International Forecaster and wish you could just read it once so you can see whether or not it's worth subscribing to or buying product from a Republic Trading Group, you can give us a call here at Republic at 1-800-691-7898. If you get the answer machine, just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. And you can receive either the hard copy or the email copy. Your choice on that one. Because we are facing perilous times. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. This whole financial system is basically being held together right now by duct tape and wishes. Well, in the real world, duct tape and wishes never work. It's kind of like what was the Homeland Security guy? Protect yourself from chemical attack. Go out and buy sheets of plastic and duct tape. And people did it. I mean, just think about it. Home Depot ran out of duct tape and plastic sheets. This is the mentality of the people that we are dealing with. These are the same people that think prosperity is endless and bad things can't happen. And then when you sit down and you look at the reality of where we find ourselves, with real estate prices going to continue to decline by another 20 or 30%, you really think that people are going to make a decision that they're going to stay in this home that's an albatross around its neck? Of course not. Because what are the possibilities of real estate market turning around anytime soon? It's zero, especially when you take into consideration who we're going to have to be dealing with as the next president of the United States, who, by the way, the Republicans have such an abysmal record over the past 8 years. Not only do they not have a chance of winning the presidency, but a large, and this is the scary part, A large contingent of Republicans running for re-election will simply be defeated just because of that fact. So we'll have, after spending 8 years with the Republicans in the White House, controlling the Senate and the House, we're going to swing the pendulum completely to the other side. We will have the Democrats, the nanny staters, having full control of the presidency, the Senate, and the House. And you wonder why I say buy gold and lots of it? Till tomorrow. See you back.